What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Epstein Chronicles. Jeffrey Epstein was abusing women and girls right up to his second arrest, according to numerous reports. We have heard about him showing up to airports with girls who looked no more than 12 or 13 when he was already a registered sex offender. Now, this happened at multiple locations. We've heard about the stories at Zorro Ranch, we've heard about New York, we've heard about Florida, and we most have certainly have heard about his island. And today, we're going to continue to talk about that island and talk about the fact that he was continuing to abuse girls all the way up until his second arrest. So what's the excuse? Nobody knew what he was up to. That's not an excuse anymore. Well, he was a convicted sex offender. Nobody was checking in on him. Well, when you don't even have to check in with the office in New York, get away with whatever you want. And it's amazing to me. Even as a convicted sex offender, this dude would hop on his private plane and jet set all around the world. I thought that convicted felons had a problem getting into other countries. Oh, that's right. You're Jeffrey Epstein. You have a passport from this country, a passport from that country, a president friend here, a president friend there, a politician everywhere. And that's how Jeffrey Epstein was able to keep moving. But why didn't anyone expose him? Where was the legacy media? Where was the FBI? Where was the federal government overall? And I ask you, where were the local authorities of the United States Virgin Islands? Oh, you thought they were going to get off the hook? They are not. Especially considering Denise George is so adamant about trying to get some money here. Now look, I understand that a great wrong was committed in the territory of the United States Virgin Islands. Nobody is disputing that. But we're not going to forget that it was politicians and elected officials from this same island that were helping Jeffrey Epstein every step along the way to personally benefit. So unless those people are arrested and justice is served, I don't want to hear dick about how the U.S. Virgin Islands wants some money here. That's just Looney Tune land. But Jeffrey Epstein, without a doubt, was certainly abusing girls all the way up to his second arrest. And for me, that again falls directly in the lap of the federal government, the SDNY, and the bosses at the FBI. Today's article is from The Independent. Headline, Jeffrey Epstein abused girls as young as 11 on a secluded private island, lawsuit says. This article was authored by Clark Mindock, and it was originally published on January 15th of 2020. Convicted sex offender kept a computerized database of women and girls. So we have all of these little reports that come out, right, about the databases, about videos, about pictures, and we never hear any of that from the prosecutors. We never hear any of that from the government. You would think that would be central to what they have going on. And if you think it's only Epstein on these tapes, you're really missing the boat. How many of his co-conspirators are caught up in this evidence? Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein trafficked girls in the Caribbean as young as 11 years old up until 2018, according to a new lawsuit. The lawsuit filed by U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General Denise George claims that Epstein had brought girls as young as 11 and 12 to his secluded estate there and kept a computerized database that tracked the availability of women and girls. The lawsuit could ultimately reduce the amount of money available to survivors who have come forward as part of claims against the estate in the United States, according to Reuters. And this is my biggest problem. Denise George was trying to jockey and position herself to get money for the Virgin Islands. And the money that she was trying to get was going to come out of the kitty for where the survivor's dough was coming from. And for me, that's unseemly. I don't even think the government should have taken their tax dollars from this. They screwed up in such a huge manner that they should be thankful that they're just getting off with a couple hundred million in tax dollars, considering what we see the gymnasts for the U.S. gymnastics team, what they're suing the FBI for. You don't think that Epstein survivors could get together for a class action suit and go for the gusto against the FBI and the federal government? I'm honestly surprised that we haven't seen that yet. Epstein clearly used the Virgin Islands and his residence in the U.S. Virgin Islands at Little St. James as a way to be able to conceal and to be able to expand his activity here, Miss George said, and she's not wrong about that. But again, I ask you, where were you and all of your law enforcement buddies while this shit was going on in real time? The lawsuit against Epstein, who died by suicide last year, allegedly, in a New York jail cell while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges, marks a broadening of the accusations against the financier, pedophile, who is known in part for his powerful social circle that at various times included Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and Bill Clinton. Let's not forget other people like Ehud Barak. Seems they always leave Ehud Barak out, but pretty significant person. Ex-Prime Minister of Israel, very powerful within the intelligence community, and certainly someone palling around with Epstein quite a bit. The latest accusations would suggest his exploitation did not stop following his previous convictions in 2008 for soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. You mean molesting an underage girl. Prostitutes can't be underage. Those are little girls being molested by sick-ass dudes. That case against him began in 2005 when Florida police received a complaint from parents that the financier, pedophile, had abused their 14-year-old daughter. Charges in New York and Florida only alleged trafficking as recently as 2005. Look, everybody knew, okay? They knew what he was up to, they knew what he was doing, and they knew that he was doing it on a large, grand scale. You see, folks, this wasn't happening in just one district. This wasn't happening in even just one state or just one country. This was an intercontinental criminal enterprise that was acting in many different places, in many different capacities, but all with the same goal, to continue to provide girls for Jeffrey Epstein and his proclivities, and so they can continue with the compromat scheme. That was the goal. The new lawsuit was filed against Epstein's estate and seeks the forfeiture of the Little St. James residence where the alleged abuse occurred. It also seeks forfeiture of Epstein's second private island, Great St. James, and the dissolution of numerous shell companies that officials say acted as fronts for the sex trafficking efforts. Man, oh man, I would love to see a forensic accountant dig into these offshore companies, really get deep and see what in the hell is going on here. Because we know that this man's money trail is long and it leads to some very powerful people. And I'm 100% convinced at this point that that's the reason we didn't see this money investigation. They didn't want you to know where it ended up. Government policy on the Virgin Islands has determined that the assets could be distributed between the women and girls who were victimized in the region, according to Ms. George. In the weeks leading up to his death, Epstein and his estate vigorously denied that he had engaged in sex trafficking. You know, it's crazy, too, because Jeffrey Epstein's estate had denied this all the way up until the point where they started shelling out dough. And once they started giving out settlements, they could no longer deny the abuse, right? It's a fact. There's no alleged abuse here. There's no, oh, Epstein might have abused these girls. There is only Epstein abusing these girls. Fact. Not a conspiracy theory, not some made-up story by somebody on 4chan. This shit occurred, and it was happening at a mass scale, okay? The levels that we see here are just insane. And the fact that he continued on with this behavior after the first arrest, after all of his legal trouble, and nobody was the wiser, is just almost too much for me to swallow. And that includes Denise George and the people down in the Virgin Islands. You mean to tell me after he got out of jail, he was operating all the way up until Julie K. Brown started reporting, and then you folks down there in the Virgin Islands wised up? But now you should get some of the money? For what? You didn't do shit. You didn't even do any investigative work. You sat around, waited for the story to fall into your lap, and then jumped on board like a Johnny-come-lately. And I don't fault you for that. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. But don't act like you deserve some dough here when you know you don't. It's unclear how Epstein's $500 million worth of assets will be allocated, and legal experts have noted that there is relatively little precedent to help the courts determine how to proceed. Well, we know now that there was the fund, and we also know that the fund was lacking. A lot of the survivors didn't get paid what they were worth. I said a million times, the Brinks truck should have been backed up on every one of their front yards. Back up the Brinks truck and dump out a king's ransom, because that's what these ladies deserve after a lifetime of abuse at the hands of this monster, with our own government not stepping in. You would think that the federal government would want to step in here and stop this shit, nip it in the bud. But nah, it's just Jeffrey Epstein. We'll let him do whatever he wants, even after we know he's a convicted pedophile, even after we know the kind of monster that he is. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this one. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycapucci@protonmail.com. That's BobbyCapucci at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BobbyCapucci. The link that I discussed can be found in the description box.